My guest today is Steve King with the Barnes County Museum, the president of the board of the Barnes County Museum and Historical Society. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on a beautiful day like this.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. And I want to thank you for giving me this time. As mentioned, I serve as the president of the Barnes County Museum. And on behalf of the board, I just want to thank this community for how much that they give in their dedication to the museum. It really is because of the community and the community support that the museum is able to do what it's able to do. We have probably one of the finest museums you will find anywhere, at least in the state, if not in the entire region, for a city of this size. We are fortunate to have a full-time employee, curator Wes, who has been with us now for 27 years. And we're also able to employ two part-time, Allison Veselka, as well as Cindy Ross, that help around the museum.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it is all those things. Kudos to all those things and ditto to all those things, because these people do make it special. They make it happen. And this community makes it happen.
Yeah. And just to understand how much it impacts the community, mm-hmm. we have between minimum, this is probably the lower number, between 3,000 and 5,000 people who visit the museum every year.
Okay.
Now, a lot of them are regular customers, but we have had visitors from Canada, England, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Mexico, Australia, and even New Zealand. So because of our museum, we get people coming off that interstate and seeing what our little museum has to offer.
It is great. I know. It's we've been able to interview people over the years who have one couple was driving a 1912 vehicle, and we were able to have them come to the museum and visit. And I mean, there's just, like you said, there's so many people. In order to make it happen, though, we sort of need members. And of course, the museum is always looking for members. But you have a fun event coming up. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about this event at the museum.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about how the museum is funded. So we have a budget of about $110,000, $120,000 every year. Now, about 40% of that is supported by the Barnes County taxes. And so that provides about 40%. Many of you have participated in the last two pancake feeds that we had. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Louis Leggy, and he put that on, and you get to have his box elder
syrup.
Yeah. And Eagles, and last 2 years, we've raised about $13,000 for each one. So that, again, community support. We have a large number of members who give annually that help. And we also have people who just occasionally donate. And we also have people, and have had a few, who have left us money in their will. For example, about 10 years ago, Charlotte Van Houten, her estate gave us $33,000. And the thing with that is they wanted it to go into an endowment. And so we thought, how do we keep this, honor her request? And so we then partnered with the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation. And that was our first $33,000. We have now grown that to $125,000.
Nice.
Yes, that is very nice. And we would like to get it to about $500,000. And this would be foundation money for which would then supplement our income and be able to afford us to do a little more. And that is what this particular fundraising is all about, this treasure of the past, gifts for the future. So you can see that it's coming up here on Thursday, April 18th at 7 o'clock. Community is invited to come. We will come. We will have opportunity. You can have a glass of wine if you should so like one. You can have, we'll have some other soft drinks, a little bit of dessert. You'll hear a little bit more about what the foundation does as well as what the museum does. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to listen to a concert.
This is something else. Listen to this, folks.
Yeah, so this concert's going to be played by Ozzie Johnson. He is our pianist at Valley City. And if you've been to any concerts, you've listened to him. And he is a very good piano player. Well, last fall I asked him, I said, Ozzie, would you be willing to do a fundraiser for us? And we'd like you to play a concert on that piano that you see there
at the museum.
At the museum there in the parlor. If you've ever been there, this a piano was one of the first items given to the museum. And this thing goes back to about at least 1870s, maybe even 1860s. So think of this thing being played while people were fighting each other during the American Civil War.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Wow. So he's willing to come. We played on it. We got somebody who will tune it to the best that it can be tuned. Remember, this thing is 1860s. It's not going to sound like it came off was made yesterday. But we've done some practicing, and we're going to play a concert for everybody so you can come and listen to somebody play a concert on this piano that I know so many people in this community have seen inside that parlor. And we're going to do music through time. We're going to start with a classical piece. We're going to have a piece from the Civil War era. We're going to play some ragtime and probably end with something with Elton John or the Beatles. So you're going to hear a wide variety through the life of this piano. And so we really hope the community will come out and enjoy listening to that piano once again play music.
That is great. And I can guarantee you, almost guarantee you fully, that that piano has never had the compositions of the Beatles or Elton John played on it. The other ones you mentioned, yes, but not those. That will be wonderful. Again, come out and support the museum for a special evening on Thursday, April 18th at 7 o'clock in the Barnes County Museum. They'll have some beverages and also some treats as well. Come out and support the museum on that date. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today on the show.
Well, and thank you. And thank you for having me. And again, thank you to the community that is so supportive. And if it's been a while, come by and check out the museum.
Oh, Steve, I forgot to ask. What are you going to use the funds for? What's the focus with this fundraiser and the funds?
These won't be funds just to keep our lights on and just to pay the bills, but these are to see how could we better improve perhaps your experience at the museum. And almost anything that we're going to decide to do is going to need more staff. We'd love to have another staff member who could focus on maybe interactive type activities, maybe more for younger people and for kids. We're always looking to enhance some of our placards, perhaps better interpretation. So when you come in, you have a greater sense of what it is you're experiencing. And another thing would be space. They don't even know what that might look like. But if you've been in a museum recently, you realize that it looks a bit crowded. We still get contributions and people donating to us every week. And how are we going to better manage that? And of course, that takes a lot of energy. So what we would like to use this money for is not just to maintain what we have, but how could we move forward and even improve our services and the experience for those who walk through our museum.
There is Steve King. He is the president of the Barnes County Museum Board of Directors, our guest on KOVC.